Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hi, Catherine. This is Brady, and I just had some issues that I wanted to address.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to pull up your account first so I can help you out with. Brady, can I get your business phone number?
Yeah, 573-836-3420.
All right. And your business name is?
Honey Badger Concrete Coatings.
Okay. Let me just pull up your account real quick. Okay. Now, you mentioned you've got issues with your account. I do see here you sent us text messages yesterday regarding the preview of your Facebook. Yep, there were a couple text messages you sent. Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, okay. So I was just wondering so what do you guys all offer when it comes to, like, running your Facebook and Facebook ads?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if I was what you guys are giving me is what I was told when I, you know, became a partner with you guys.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no worries. Well, when it comes to Facebook, we actually optimize the page. That's first thing. We optimize the page and we run the ads. Okay. We could also create weekly posts into your Facebook page to help boost its performance, and also at the same time, when there is an ad, and that also, if it's not working as much, then we could add some custom assets to it. But definitely, management of the Facebook ads is what we do. The rest is actually just like an addition to what we do for the Facebook ads campaign.
Okay, and on my website, I'm seeing when you scroll down, where am I at? On About, I guess. Yeah, when you go to About, you scroll down to the bottom, and it says Powered By. I specifically told her that I do not want all of those brands on there. I told her that very, very specifically. I said that I will send you the brands that I want on there, but I can't have that I have Extreme Polishing Systems on there as I use their products, because if my distributor sees that, then it'll be a huge problem. They also can't have Sherman Williams on there either, because I don't use their products either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me take a look at that real quick. Let me just get into your website as well, so I know what you're referring to. I'm sorry?
No, you're fine. And then in the Facebook ad also, there's pictures of, like, people laying tile and stuff like that, which is that's also not what I do. I told them that's why they removed it from the website. So I don't know why they would integrate it into the Facebook ad. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, pictures of the tile. Let's see. Okay. Okay, let's do it one by one. So first, I'm looking at your website. There's a couple of logos in here. We've got Metabu and a couple more under Powered By. So all these we should not be putting, correct?
No, you can put Milwaukee, you can put Metabo, but all the rest of them need to go. Sherman Williams needs to go, and Extreme Polishing Systems needs to go.
Okay. But how about Pentec and, was this Husqvarna?
No, that needs to stay there. Husqvarna needs to go. Okay, Husqvarna needs to go. Extreme Polishing Systems needs to go. Sherman Williams needs to go. The Pentec Industrial Coatings, that is my supplier. That is very important that you have that there.
So we're going to keep Milwaukee, Metabu, and Pentec, correct?
Yes. That is correct, yes.
Okay. All right, and just these three, no other brands or anything?
Not at the moment. No, it's not really that big of a deal.
Okay.
Those are the main ones that I use.
So for the Facebook ads as well, we need to remove the image showing some tiles. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what I could recommend we do instead, Brady, moving forward for Facebook ads. You have the ability to provide us pictures you want to use for the ad campaign. So moving forward, if there is any ad you wish to run or if you wish to use a specific picture for the Facebook ads campaign, just email it to us and then please let us know that you want to use them. You know, just in case.
I did.
No.
I understand what you're saying, but I sent probably 20 pictures. There's 10 photos, okay? So one of those could have been used in the ad. And the only reason I'm making it like a bigger deal is because I mentioned this before my Facebook ads even went live. So while going over it and seeing that I said about that on the website before sending the Facebook ads live, I just don't understand how they missed that of putting that on there.
So we're going to be removing it in all aspects of your account. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with tile or anything like that. Carpet, tile, nothing.
Okay.
I do industrial and residential epoxy flooring systems.
Okay.
So that could be anything from quartz floors, but I've sent, and I can also send like way, way more pictures, but if I send them to the email, it'd probably work better that way, I would assume.
Yes, that's correct. Emails would be best. So our team could check on the quality of the pictures too. But you mentioned you've sent us about 10. What mode of, you know, communication did you send it? You send it over text? Is it?
Yeah, I
sent
it.
Oh, yeah, I see here. Via text. Okay. Just for the website, right? Just for website.
No, you can use those on the website or the ads. Yeah, you can use it on
either
one. But I also had, once you get to that, so there is, when I posted, when I asked you guys to post pictures on my Facebook, I didn't think that it was going to be, like, something that I could have just had my wife do or that I could have done myself. Like, there was no post, there was no words to go with it. They literally just posted 5 or 6 pictures, and that was it.
Okay, let me check on that, too. Hold on. Give me one quick.
I think I deleted them.
Okay. Well, actually, this is the time frame. I'm not sure if you were able to, that was discussed to you during your onboarding call. But time frames are very important here at Local Splash as well, because I do see you completed your onboarding call second day of September. Now, we get things set up within 7 to 14 days. So it could be that our team is still working on it. It's not yet, you know, it's not yet fully done. So that could be something that we need to look at as well as to why it was just put in there or anything. But rest assured, I'm going to let our Facebook team know about it so they do not do that moving forward. And instead, once they get pictures posted, we should have contents or some captions as well. Or like wording on the postings, at least to introduce these images that's going to be uploaded into your Facebook page.
Exactly, yeah. Just so it doesn't look like you just, you know what I mean? Like, that's something that I could have done. I could have went on my Facebook and posted those pictures.
I understand that. No worries. I'll definitely make sure to let our Facebook team know so they'll become there. And, you know, I would say extra careful when it comes to pushing out pictures because, of course, I mean, I would love for pictures to have names. I would call them names. Names, too. I don't, you know, like, though there's going to be a lot of people who's going to be very visual, who's going to love to look into pictures, but the pictures are actually, you know, pictures describes a lot of things, and what limits that, this, that kind of description is going to be the caption that you're going to be putting in there.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But again, if they do that,
that's the biggest part of the engagement.
Get pictures and then some caption. If there's anything that our Facebook team does incorrectly, just please call it out. Let us know so we can make edits. Because again, though we can make researches, I would say, researches, and they're very experts when it comes to Facebook ads and the optimization of the page. They may not be very expert when it comes to epoxy flooring. So if there's any miss, please call it out and then we'll get that updated right away. Okay?
Of course, yes. I completely understand, yeah.
All right. So just to summarize things up first, let's get the website. We'll be removing the rest of the brands, but we'll be keeping Milwaukee, Metabu, and Pentec. For Facebook ads, we need to remove the image showing the tiles. And then also at the same time, we will be removing that image from all campaigns. Also at the same time, we need to know that you're not doing anything with tiles. You're only doing epoxy flooring. And, of course, we can use those images that you've sent us via SMS that are now being on your website to the rest of your campaign.
Perfect.
Is that all correct?
I can send you guys – yes, that is correct. And I will send you guys more pictures, like, throughout, you know what I mean? Like, as I do more jobs and stuff, like, I'll send you guys pictures to post.
That's going to be really wonderful. Just please send us pictures as they come. Because we're going to be doing a lot of activities for you, and as much we do not want to recycle images, because that's not going to be good with Google's algorithm. So send them as they come your way.
Yep.
And if there's any specific instructions, any areas you wish that to be specifically used, just please include that into your email so we know what to do. Okay?
Okay. And I would also like there to be a tab on the website that says something about the process, like what all I do. You know what I mean? Like how I'm going to go, like step one, grinding, you know what I mean?
Yes, of course. Totally, totally understandable that you want that. And, I mean, that's just going to give a thorough explanation to potential customers about what you do and the quality of the service that you're doing.
Exactly.
However, do you have like any information that we can put in there? I can send the request, but, again, it's your own process, and it would be good if the details are going to be coming from you. Can you send that to us via email? And then we'll forward it to our website team so it can be added.
Yeah, and you guys can optimize it, like, however. Like, when I send you the process, you can, like, word it to however it needs, you know what I mean, that better fits the customers. Because sometimes I'm not super professional when I type things. So if it's there's grammatical errors or anything like that, then just, you know, obviously just fix those. Don't just, like, copy and paste it and put it right on the
I'll take note of that. So we're going to be proofreading it, and also at the same time we're going to be content optimizing it as well, right?
Of course, yes, that is correct.
Okay. No worries.
I also have one more question.
Yes, go ahead.
So how much money do you guys allocate to Facebook ads?
Okay. Now, part of your subscription, let's see here. Oh, okay. You mean per day. It's actually not set as a daily budget. So we push it out as a monthly budget, because I do see you're running at 200. 200 is kind of like a budget that would be enough to run your ads for a full month. But if you want to set it to specifically run for a budget per day, I could send an information to our Facebook team. Anyway, you're not going to
cost. Would that cost more to have more money in Facebook ads?
Yes, it would cost you more if you want to add more money, because if we talk about the breakdown of your current subscription here at Local Slash, we've got $3.99, right? $199 goes to the local SEO, the whole process, the search engine optimization. The $200 goes to your Facebook ads campaign. So the money doesn't go to us for Facebook ads, it goes to your ad campaign. So if you want to add more, then you would be adding how much you wish to be added to your Facebook ads campaign. Let's say you want to run it at $300, then you're going to be adding $100 more. If you want to add another $200, you're going to be adding another $200 more. So it depends on how much you wish to be put on your Facebook ads campaign. Well, I would recommend instead, Brady, to keep, let's see, your account first. Okay. Well, I would recommend instead, let's say, for example, rather than getting your budget fully towards Facebook ads, there would be other venues too that could be helpful in getting potential customers for you. And these are actually Google products. We've got Google Guarantee and Google Ads Campaign. Have you heard of those two? Those are really good products that Google has.
Google Ads Campaign?
Yes, Google Ads and Google Guarantee.
Yeah.
Well, top product is Google Guarantee.
But...
No.
the person that I've, well, the person that got me onboarded,
yeah,
made that with my situation, Nadine, she said that I wouldn't benefit from Google Ads right now because you have to put a lot of money into it to make it work.
Well, not really. You wouldn't benefit because, again, when are you going to start it, right? If we're targeting for Google Ads, I wouldn't say you're not going to get that much benefit, but maybe.
No, yeah, not that I'm not going to get, just that I'm going to have to put a lot more money into it than I would.
I would say yes, because that's correct. I would say Google Ads are very expensive. It's a very expensive, I would say, product. As long as you put in the right budget, then you're going to get the best benefit of it. It does really provide a good return of your investment. So, yeah, anytime you're willing or anytime you wish to get that Google, you know, like the Google Ads campaign up and running, then, yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah, we'll do
okay,
that.
I mean, we'll wait for you to be ready for that. But for Google Guarantee,
yeah,
it would be something that you could look into anytime, you know, like as soon as possible, because it's a pay-per-lead program. So it's a very good product that Google has wherein you're going to be paying per lead. And Google provides you the lead. And we call them unique lead because the leads are going to be sent out to you and not to anybody else. These are costly products, I would say. However, these products are really helpful to boost and to really bring you leads. Okay, anytime soon you feel you're very established online, your SEO is working, your Facebook ads is working, please take note of these two products. These are excellent products that you could actually opt into at any point.
Okay, I will. I will keep
okay.
that in mind. Once I get a job or two done, then I'll probably put a little bit of money towards Google Ads.
Sure. Yeah, just let us know. Give me one quick second.
So I think that's good with the, as long as we...
With
do,
the rest of the,
yeah,
revisions that we discussed, correct?
Yep, everything looked good, like the picture placement and everything looks great. Like I like the tab. I like how you guys switched up the color scheme and made it look more vibrant, you know what I mean? Because that's, you know, you want something that's very eye-catching.
Yep, for sure. Thank you so much for that. And again, please do not forget to send us the details of your process. Okay, I'll be giving a heads up to our Facebook team. I mean, sorry, our website team, so they know that that is what is needed to be done. We're just going to be waiting for the flow of your process so we can put that on the tab that you wish to be added onto your website. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. Anything else I can help you out, Brady?
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else that you guys need from me? Because I got a notification on my dashboard that you were ready for video verification, but then it wanted my PIN number, and I didn't have one. Or I did get one, but then by the time I went to enter it, it said that it was denied or something, so we have to restart it. But the last time I talked to somebody, they told me that it wasn't ready yet. So I just, I don't know.
Let's see. Yep, I think you're up for a Google video verification. That is what I do see in your Google business profile. So let's see here. Give me one quick second and verify real quick. Yep, and we do not really recommend a PIN, you know, like a PIN code verification, phone verification, because usually it would just go back to getting your Google business profile re-verified through the video verification. What we do recommend is a video verification. It's the most effective form of verification. First thing you need to do, Brady, is to accept the invite that we sent to honeybadgerconcretecoatings@gmail.com. So we sent you the invite to access the Google business profile. After that, you could go over and get a video verification done. I'll send you a detailed steps on how you could get the video verification done. Please read through the whole email. It's going to be very detailed. It's going to give you the flow, I would say the step-by-step process, and what you need to include in the video verification. Okay? So just read through it, and then make sure you accept the invite, because if you don't accept the invite, it's not going to allow you to access the Google Business profile that was created for your business. Okay?
Can you resend me the link for the Google Business profile?
Oh, sure. But resending it would mean I have to resend the invite. I need to cancel the initial one, and then I'll send you a new invite so it goes on top of your email list. Give me one quick second. I'll do that right now. Yeah, because it may have been sent to you a couple of days ago, and it may have been covered by your email, so I'll just resend it. Okay. All right, so I just sent it. You should be getting it in a minute or two, also together with the email regarding the video verification. Now, one more confirmation as well, because your text message did mention something about canceling the service. So for that, of course, I hope not, right? We just really need to get a confirmation that that is not the, of course, that is not the direction we're going to be leading to, right?
No, I don't think so. If this conversation would have went a different way, and you know what I mean, and you weren't as greatly helpful as you've been, and you know what I mean.
Oh, thank you so much.
Service agent. Then it probably would have been leaning towards that way, because I was pretty upset when I seen my Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm. Well, apologies.
And then when
Maddie.
You know, like with the pictures and stuff, like when I asked them, I'm like, well, you know, why am I paying for somebody to do marketing when I could have just posted those pictures mm-hmm. the way that, you know what I mean?
I get your point about it, of course. I mean, I understand that. I would love to be very detailed if this is my business too. So, yeah, completely understandable. And again, if there's anything you need to call up, just call it out. Let us know. We'll get that done as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay. All right. That's
all right. So everything's good. Anything else, Brady, that can help you out with?
Am I able to see, like, how many ad clicks I've gotten in my dashboard and stuff like that? Because my ad is live, right? Like, you guys aren't going to take it down.
Yes, correct. It's live, and that we're just going to edit it anyway, so it's not going to be taken down. Okay, if you go to your dashboard and go to the Facebook ads tab, Brady, you're going to see there how many links that you've got in, how much is the amount spent, impressions, the reach. So it's going to be very detailed. Pull us for the Facebook ad preview. This is something that I would wish for you to note as well, that you can make the edit on your Facebook ad campaign. So if you see the Facebook ad preview, you have an orange tab wherein it says request changes. So you can request the changes directly through the local Flash dashboard without having to, you know, send us a text or sending us an email or anything. But you can do that directly through the dashboard. But of course, if you wish to speak with us regarding the edit, then feel free to let us know that you wish to get a call, or you can call us at any time.
Of course. Yeah, I just didn't see the very first thing on the ad says from hardwood to tile. It doesn't say anything about epoxy.
Oh, yes. You have to make sure that your contents are really leaning towards, I would say, epoxy, right? Because you're not doing anything about tiles. It mainly does epoxy flooring. And again, I mean, our Facebook team, they're really experts. I would say they're certified Facebook ad specialists, but they may not know a lot about epoxy flooring. So just please call them out if they do something
wrong
about it. And then again, we'll have them make the edits accordingly. Okay?
Do you know, what was I just about to say? I just lost my whole train of thought. I was thinking about that. And then, hold on one second. I gotta see if I can think of it again. It's not the ads. I can't remember. Wow, yeah, I just drew a complete blank.
I do that a lot of times, too. I get that a lot of times, you know, like when you're about to say something and then you tend to forget it.
Your mind just, just goes
went
by
that. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
I mean, go ahead. I'll give you the time to
think. I know I can't remember this.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. What was it about?
Maybe related to Facebook?
Yeah, it was related to Facebook for sure. I just can't remember what it was.
Or do you wish for us to, like when we do edits on the Facebook ads campaign or we do postings, do you wish for us to send it to you for approval before pushing it live?
Yes. Honestly, that would be great if you could send it to me.
before you just post it. Yes.
So we could minimize the errors, right? We can minimize the errors.
Exactly,
right,
yeah. So that way I don't feel like I'm upset and then you guys don't feel like you're not. Because, I mean, you guys are working hard. It's not like you're not doing a good job. It's just I'm not really paying, like, a whole bunch of money and you guys are still doing, you know, as good as you can, so.
No worries. I'll let them know. And I think that should go not just for the Google Ads campaign. For the postings on Facebook, since it's automatic, then I'm just going to give them a heads up about the content as a whole to make sure it's really leading towards the top story. Okay?
Okay, yeah, it was the copy-pouring content. Yeah, I guess I just can't remember it. That's crazy. But it says that I've reached 641 people in, impressions, 641 impressions in 455.
Yeah.
And then it says 1471 ad spend.
Yes. Well, for impressions, those are people who actually just saw the ad. They did not click on it. You know, like how much or how many times we are able to show your ad when potential customer searches for a service related to your business, but they just, you know, like passed through it. They did not click on anything. So usually impressions are really at a high number because that's how much you're being seen.
Okay, so I remembered what it was now.
Yeah.
So can you update my taglines, like for my, the keywords or whatever, not tagline, but my keywords that, like, when you search me in Google that they'll pull up?
Yeah, sure. I mean, are you familiar with all the keywords that you have? Do you want me to send it to you on text?
No, yeah, I know which ones there are, but I think there's a few more that you could add.
Sure. So we're going to be adding. We're not going to be removing anything from the current list.
No,
correct?
Nope, not removing anything. Everything on there is about epoxy. Everything on there looks good for the searches. Everything looks good for that.
Sure, go ahead. Please let me know what we need to add.
You can add stained concrete.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Stained concrete. Let me see. Sealed concrete. SEALED.
Mm-hmm. Next.
You can do driveway sealing.
Okay. What else?
Let me see. I'm trying to think. Sealing, staining. Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Okay. So just three. Stained concrete, sealed concrete, and driveway sealing, correct?
You can put in concrete prep also, or concrete preparation.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anything more you wish to be added?
No, I think that's it. I know that I've been getting a lot of requests for, like, stained and sealed concrete, so I just want to make sure if people are actually searching for that they could find it that way also.
All right, thank you so much. But at any point you wish to add more or remove anything, still let us know, okay?
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
All right, everything is good then, and thank you so much. Just to make sure that we get all these edits done and correct, I'm just going to go ahead and follow up with you. Just, I would say by Friday, I'm sure everything has gone through the process. Usually it's 24 to 72 hours maximum. Let me just do it. I would say first thing Thursday instead, just so we could go over the changes that were made and see if everything's smooth, if there's anything that needs to be updated or edited, just so we don't make, you know, we don't make you feel like we just pushed it out without hearing anything from you. Okay? I'm going to follow up with you first thing Thursday. Okay?
Okay. That sounds great. And I will also, I'll make sure that I send over that, the process tonight as soon as I get home.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful.
I'm just
picking
up my daughter from school right now, so I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, better prioritize that. Okay.
Exactly. Well, you know what I mean? But I'll get it done.
Wonderful. Everything's good then, and talk to you Thursday. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Brady. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.